Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The project manager for this, for the city of Chicago, is Michelle Woods. Michelle, it's John Williams. You're on WGN. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Tell everybody involved in this project, congratulations and good job.
Well, thank you so much.
But it's not completely done yet, right?
So we just opened up the portion of the Riverwalk that had been closed between Michigan Avenue and Lakeshore Drive, and we spent $12 million making improvements there. So that part of the Riverwalk was originally part of the rails-to-trails transfer to the city, and it was done back in the 1970s, and really not a lot of TLC had been shown to that part of the Riverwalk, and Mayor Emanuel likes to say this is the before Riverwalk, and then the portion that he was able to get us federal funding for between State Street and Lake Street was the after, and so he was really proud and excited to get us some funding to spruce up this eastern portion. There is still some work to be done. We're building a community marketplace between Michigan and Wabash, and that's going to focus on minority and women-owned businesses that are from the different neighborhoods around the city of Chicago. That's still under construction. We're looking to open that up later on this spring in June.
So that'll be food, beverage, vendors of various things, stuff like that?
Exactly. And we also, we're going to have some new retailers, which we hadn't had on the Riverwalk before. So we have a little shop called Neighborly and another shop called Shop Small Chicago, who focus on local Chicago makers and artisans, and they'll be selling, you know, nice fun stuff so that you can get nice gifts for people or for tourists to get something to take home and remember the Riverwalk.
I walked from Michigan Avenue and was one of the first people on the walk today because I was there and they took down some of the barricades that kept some of the stairs off. In fact, I was the first person down the steps at Columbus today. And so,
well, what'd you think?
That's my claim to fame. I counted 13 riverboats between Michigan Avenue and the lake. 13 sightseeing riverboats, all docked along there. Those are new docks then, right?
So the Mercury sightseeing location by the Columbus, between Michigan and Columbus, they just built a fifth dock for their operations. And what is also new is entertainment cruises on the north bank of the river. They have a new boat that was that glass one that you would have seen.
The Odyssey.
Yeah, that one's them over there. So, yeah, there's a lot of boating activities happening on the Chicago River.
I think it's great. I love the green space. I can see where some of this retail stuff would go in. I think a lot of thought went into it, and you can see it. And watching it for the last several months, you could see how, you know, it's not just rolling out some sod and saying, okay, right, here, it's better. The amount of infrastructure that went in was really fascinating, and it's come together.
John, the other challenge about this portion of the Riverwalk is, like we said, it is part of the rails to trails section, and then back, you know, long, long, long time ago, the rail yard came literally up to the dock wall. And this is, again, was great for the city's development because they were able to exchange goods from the waterway going, you know, east through the Great Lakes to the rail yards that then could go west and continue on to the other part of the country. But when we were putting this improvements in, we literally did come across rail timbers and rail lines and things like that.
Oh, wow.
So that was an interesting part of the project. You know, we worked very closely with the architectural firm of Mueller and Mueller, and they also brought in Site Design Group, who were the landscape architects. And one of the things that you didn't see today, but is coming in later this spring, as you can start to plant more plants, and you know, it's still been a little chilly around here, but we're going to be planting a lot of allium flowers, and those were real interesting native flowers for the region, and it's the same kind of flowers that Marquette and Joliet would have been paddling past back in the 1600s when they discovered the region.
You and I have to go, but we'll talk again another day, maybe when some of these other elements come in. I'll just mention this in passing then. One of the things is a monument to the submariners from World War II.
Exactly.
And it's just fascinating. There's closer to the lake from where I am, there's this monument, and it says, past this point, 28 submarines built in Manitowoc, Wisconsin, sailed past this point on their way to the theater in World War II, which is fascinating to me because I didn't know any about
that. Yes, it is. It is amazing. And hopefully you had a chance to speak to some of the submarine veterans who really got together and said, you know, Michelle, we'd really like to have some kind of a plaque or something. And they put this whole plan together to put that wall in with the opening, and you sit there and you can see where the submarines would have passed under Lakeshore Drive. They really did a lot of hard work pulling this together, but it's an interesting fact, and little known fact, I think, that 28 submarines were manufactured up in Wisconsin. They did drills in Lake Michigan, came through the Chicago River to the Sanitarian Ship Canal, to the Illinois, to the Mississippi River, out to the Gulf of Mexico, and then down to the Atlantic Ocean, to the Panama Canal, and to the war effort in the South Pacific after Pearl Harbor was bombed.
I was wondering, I guess that's what it was, but think about that. They make the submarines in Wisconsin. It's like, hello, that's in the middle of the country. That's how they got them there. Congratulations. We'll visit again. Michelle Woods is the Chicago River Walk Project Manager. We'll visit again another day, Michelle.
Thank you so much, John. Have a good day.
It's a beautiful city. It got prettier today. It's